be watching right now. On Patriot Point is where you can get Kentucky news and analysis from a conservative, Christian, and common sense point of view. Well, right now as I'm recording this, the Kentucky State Legislature is in its last day and a half for making new laws for this year. So a lot of the things we've been talking about throughout the year are up for debate right now, heated debate. And so next week, we're going to show you this is what got passed into law. This is what failed. This is who voted for what. This is who voted against it. All the voting records, all the impacts. Make sure you tune in next week to find out about that. But this week, what we want to do is I want to talk about Mitch McConnell possibly retiring and how that is going to impact the Kentucky governor's election. If you were watching the news last week, you'll notice that Mitch McConnell fell down at an event. And when that fall, he wound up getting a concussion, a fractured rib. He has now been released from the hospital, but is yet to return to the Senate. Now, this is not the first time that McConnell has fallen down here in the last few years. This has happened before. He's getting older. He's 81 years old, and anybody knows when an older person falls down, it can have some serious problems with that. Now, however, this accident has actually turned into kind of a benefit and a good thing for Senator McConnell. And here's the reason why. He's been scheduled to speak at what's called Lincoln-Reagan dinners. A Lincoln-Reagan dinner is an event held by the Republican Party of different counties. And it's their big event for the year. And they'll have guest speakers in. Well, Senator McConnell is supposed to be the guest speaker at some of these, but it's kind of good that he's not right now because he's injured. And that all has to do with the January 6th tapes that have just been released. The Speaker of the House of Representatives up there in Congress, Kevin McCarthy, he went ahead and released this videotape to the people. And Mitch McConnell had got on camera repeatedly and said, don't release this to the people. But the guy released it anyway, so we actually got to see what happened. And here's the problem. It shows that what Mitch McConnell and the Democrats have been telling us for 2.5 years is not true. In fact, it's the exact opposite of what they've been telling us for 2.5 years. And this was going to make Mitch have to answer some very uncomfortable questions at these different events, which he will not be going to right now. Now, do not be fooled. Don't let him or anybody else that's in leadership in Congress and the Senate say that they didn't actually know what really happened. If any of them say that, this is my response to that.
Cheated. Liar! Liar! Liar!
That's right, liar. I don't believe for half a second, and neither should you, that Mitch McConnell and the others who are in leadership didn't actually know what happened that day. They've had access to this footage for 2.5 years, and don't let them tell you otherwise. But this brings up the question. With this most recent hospitalization, and it's happened in the past, what happens if Mitch McConnell says that he's going to retire? Again, I do not expect him to serve out his full term. So if he steps down, who's the new senator? Who gets to choose the new senator? Well, this is the way that it happens. In the United States, 13 states say if there's an opening, then we're going to have a special election to replace the senator. However, we're not one of those 13 states. We're one of the 37 other states that says that the governor gets to appoint who's going to be the replacement senator. So there's been great concern that Andy Beshear will simply appoint himself to be the senator. This type of thing has happened in Kentucky history before. We used to have Governor Happy Chandler, and then there was a senator gone, so he arranged it where he became then Senator Happy Chandler. Well, seeing this coming and that Mitch's not being able to fill out his term is a distinct possibility, the Kentucky General Assembly passed a law back in 2021. It's KRS 63.200. And it says that if Mitch McConnell or if any senator steps down, that, okay, the governor gets to choose somebody to replace them, but the governor has to choose somebody from the same party as the departing senator, and it has to be between three people that the executive committee of that party selects. Keep this in mind. If Mitch is to step down, you don't get to vote for his replacement. His replacement is going to be chosen by the executive committee of the Republican Party of Kentucky. And it says they will pick three people, and the governor has 21 days to select one of those three people. I think it's interesting to note, it doesn't say what happens if the governor doesn't make a decision in 21 days. Probably should have put that into the law there. So I fully expect Mitch McConnell to not serve out his term, which means he was in full support of this law. Of course he was, because he's going to be able to basically handpick his successor, the three people that he wants, which is going to make that person automatic incumbent when they actually do have the election that would be very next. So let's say that Mitch McConnell, he steps down. The Republican Party Executive Committee selects three people that they see to be his replacement. So Andy Beshear gets to pick one of them. Who's Andy Beshear going to pick? Is he going to pick, you know, this is the strongest conservative, and that's who the people want, so that's who I'm going to pick? No, of course not. Andy Pandy is going to pick the absolute weakest person that he possibly can. Why? Because either he's going to want to run against that person for a Senate position and go to Washington, or he's going to want another Democrat to run against that person. So we can expect, if he gets to choose, it'll be the absolute worst candidate of the three is who he will choose for that. Now, let's say that Mitch is unable to return to the Senate, and this announcement comes before the governor's primary election, which, by the way, the governor's primary election is in exactly 2 months from today, 60 days from now. Do you realize we'll be voting for whoever's going to be the Republican candidate for governor? But it's unlikely that Mitch would make this decision to withdraw and step down before the primary. Highly unlikely. So let's say it happens after the primary election. Well, then some screwy things going to happen. The party could say, well, we are going to choose the person who won the primary or the lieutenant governor running mate. Now, that would really throw a wrench in things, because then what if the guy running or his lieutenant accepts? Then we've got somebody running for governor who maybe nobody voted for because they were the running mate, and now the governor's gone. That would be a disaster area. Let's say, however, that Mitch steps down after the primary and after the election in November. So if it happens after the election in November, if, Lord forbid, Andy Beshear were to win re-election, then he would get to pick out of the three different candidates they put up, and he'd pick the absolute worst person that he could. But let's say, Lord willing, the Republican wins the governor's office. So that Republican, again, the governor could step down, make his lieutenant governor or her lieutenant governor to be governor. Then that lieutenant is now governor and appoints the person who used to be governor to be the senator, just like happened with Happy Chandler. Or they could appoint their lieutenant governor, depending on who the three people that the party puts up there. So this is some of the, it's going to be unexplored territory. It all depends on when it happens. I expect, again, Mitch McConnell will not serve out his term. He wants to handpick his successor and make them an incumbent. And it will probably happen after the November election, because there's, hopefully we'll have a Republican as the governor. So that's a little thing that's got to keep your eyes on that. So when Mitch steps down, remember, you heard it on Patriot Point months or year before it ever happened. So that's what we have for you this week. Don't forget to tune in next week as we go over what were the new laws that were passed this year, who voted yes, who voted no. Looking at those voting records, I think you will find that very interesting. So until next week, I'm Lee Watts for Patriot Point, reminding you that liberty is not a spectator sport.
And again, our address is, or our telephone number is 800-408-8888-679-1342. That's information you want.